Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to a man whose work is never done.
In a job like yours, even when it's finished, there's always one more thing to do.
And his job is to make your job easier.
It's a very difficult job, and the only way to get through it is we all work together as a team. And that means you do everything I say.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for staying with me. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. And I'm very excited about our good friend Jay Meeks being back on the show. Jay has become just a great member of our Brain Trust. He's Executive Vice President of Sales and Marketing at Insperity. Full disclosure, Insperity is our presenting sponsor. But he's here because I want you to have access to what he's got, what he thinks about the marketplace. He's running a sales force out there just like you are. And we like knowing what he has to say. Jay Meeks, welcome back to the show.
To be here, Jim.
It's good to have you back. Hey, Jay, I want to take this segment to talk about your thoughts on where Obamacare is right now. Folks, as you know, Insperity is, they're in the human resources business. And so, Jay, that includes healthcare. And so you guys have, this has been part of your product array, part of your overall work that you do. Talk to us a little bit about where, how your company has been impacted by Obamacare and kind of where you think things are going.
Well, you know, if I could predict where things are going, I wouldn't be on the phone with you right now. But I can tell you it's had a big impact on our business because of just the sheer volume of regulation and the fact that, you know, it's changing so frequently in such great detail that it really causes us to always be a little bit on the defensive. But you know, when you look at the landscape out there right now, it's just a lot of confusion, Jim. I mean, what happens, particularly in small business, which is our target market, is the urgent is it takes a precedence over the important, and it wasn't urgent until recently for our small business, mm-hmm. and now it's urgent in terms of how they react to the requirements that are going to be imposed upon them. So it's a mixed bag, a lot of confusion. People are willing to talk about it. There's now interest. The interest level is very high now for small business, but and it's really around this community rating concept, Jim. The fact that they're going to be subject to the program that basically says if you're young and healthy, you're going to pay more than the average. Mm-hmm. And so small businesses tend to be younger people anyway because they're right. You know they take to the business. So it's a lot of angst, I would say.
Talk about the community rating thing a little bit more, Jay, because this is something we've talked about a little bit, but not in great detail. And I've heard you describe this before, folks. Listen to what Jay tells you about the community rating, how it's changing under Obamacare. It started out with like 16 layers, didn't it?
Right. You had a 1-to-8 ratio. So if I charge a young male $100 a month, I could charge an older male $800. Mm-hmm. Of the month. There's variations across that. So,
right.
And that's how it's kind of stratified. Now it's a 1-to-3 ratio. And so what happens is you push this bell curve from the left, meaning the younger side, and you have to raise those rates because you're going to lower them on the other side.
Right.
And on the other side, the 1-to-3, the 3 side, these are bigger dollars. And so,
right.
You know, when you lower that one 2 or 3%, you've got to raise the other side 5 to 8%.
Because you still got to raise the same amount of money.
The money's exact same. And what you've done also, though, is you've moved the median age or the mean over because you've got the taxes that are imposed, the $63 per person per year imposed. I mean, there's several taxes that are there.
Right.
So you've got a trend that the trend's already moved 3.5-4% just
mm-hmm.
from the tax. And so if you're a young group, then you're going to see big increases.
But this change in the community rating is really one of the defects in the philosophy of this law, isn't it?
You say a defect?
A defect, meaning, because the young people are going to resist paying more than they should.
Well, I mean, people seek their self-interest. I mean, that's just the way it is. Isn't it?
Yeah.
I'm always amazed at how when people can be really ignorant until you start talking about dollars, they get really smart in a hurry.
And very interested. Well, you know, Yeah, exactly. And so, when you've got to, you know, and that 1 to 8 community rating that you talked about earlier, that was pretty much based on actuarial experience, wasn't it?
Absolutely. It's based on experience.
And the 1 to 3 is based on ideology, isn't it?
Well, I'm not going to go that far.
I would say
it's based on misplaced judgment. Let me just say it that way.
Okay. Here's the thing. If it's actuarial, that means that it works.
Right.
Because that's what actuarial means. I mean, there's no politics in actuary. The numbers are the numbers. Hey, Jay, I got to take a quick break. When we come back, folks, I'm gonna get Jay to help us to talk to us about his experience in mounting a sales effort in the marketplace today. It's always fascinating when he does this. 20 Tail, right back with Jay Minks. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.